Well, going back to 50 years ago when we were making these big strides, where were you when Apollo 11 landed on the moon? What was that like for you?
I lucked out. I was already signed as backup crew for the first Skylab, so I had gotten involved in Apollo spacewalking very early on. Because I get the job done, because a spacewalker got to do work out there, got to get stuff done. In my intern life, I got stuff done. And as a physician, I understood the ergonomics of my body and the body of a suit. A suit and I got the same body. And my military procedures, my upper body strength as a farm kid, I got into spacewalking immediately. So I did play a part in the spacewalking of going to the moon. But at the point where Apollo 11 landed, I was assigned to a mission already, but I was in mission control in the back of the room, standing up, just taking in the scenery. Just by luck, just by total luck, I am standing next to a person called Llewellyn Evans, but he went by Lou. He went by Lou Evans. Now, this man is the CEO of Grumman that built the lander, the lunar lander, out there from Bethpage, Long Island. And so I'm standing next to the CEO of the company that built this thing that's landing and just landed on the moon. And so it's kind of fun, to watch him and to understand his responsibility or his part in all this thing. Well, we landed on the moon just fine. And flight plan said to go to sleep. Yes, the NASA flight plan, the way you lay all a flight plan, they're supposed to go to sleep now. Well, I don't know who came up with that flight plan, but you don't go to sleep after you just landed on the moon. So they changed the flight plan. And it'll be a couple hours for to get out the door. So I said to Lou, I said, sir, let's go out in the parking lot. Well, he just met Story Musgrave. He don't know this fellow. This guy's asking him to go out in the parking lot. It is going to be hours before they go out the door. But this is very funny. This man wants me to go out in the parking lot outside of mission control. And so he kind of resists, but after a while, I kind of grab him by the arm. Come on, Lou. Going out in the parking lot. And he figures, oh, well, I'll humor this fellow for a minute or two. Well, we're just walking around the parking lot, and then his peripheral vision catches the moon up there. And he looks up at the moon, and he says, Story Musgrave, do you understand there are humans on that thing there? I said, I understand that, Lou. Now we can go back to mission control.
That's great.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got it now. I know why he brought me out here. And there was only a handful of us out there.
When you
But
look
I
at
tell you,
the
that is a wholly different thing than to be doing the television inside mission control. That is a powerful experience to go out and look at that thing and say, oh my goodness, we're there.
What do you think of now when you look at the moon?
It's just the moon, that's all. It's the moon. I mean, I do know we've been there. It's too bad we didn't have, we're still discovering moons around the planets, planets in our own solar system. Every week we discover there's dozens and dozens of planets out there, and we're discovering new planets around, I mean, new moons. Sorry. We are discovering new moons around the planets that we know of, and we may discover other planets too. So we're still discovering that place. It is too bad Earth doesn't have a dozen moons, because that would give us an incredible, beautiful objective to go and visit every one of them. You see, unfortunately, Earth only got one moon. And so, we're going back to the same place. If Earth had a dozen moons. But no, I look at the moon, I do understand it's a beautiful thing. It's got its own orbital mechanics, and it's funny that it only faces the same face toward Earth all the time. That's evidence it did come out of the Pacific Ocean. So you think about all those things. And for the people that don't think we've been there, a decent power telescope, you can see our spacecraft still there. You can just turn the telescope and see our spacecraft that we left there.
Is that right?
Of course.
Wow.
It's called the lunar lander. Oh yeah, telescopes these days. sure, you can see. So, and you know, the laser reflectors that we left there to be able to assess and measure continental drift, and that's like the drift between the continents on Earth, like between the Americas and Africa or something like that. But if you shoot a laser at the moon, you will get a reflection from those. And if you had $100, just $100, even back then, $100, they've got these direction finders. They will look at a radio signal and they will point at it. It's very simple. Where did that signal come from? It's for $100. And if you had used it back then in 69, and you simply tuned to the frequency we were using, the needle would point to the moon. That radio signal's coming from there. So if you want to believe we didn't go there, I'll just leave you alone. No, I don't do those discussions. I don't get into UFOs and politics and did we go to the moon and is the Earth flat. I just leave people to their own beliefs.
I have no doubt that we were there. I was surprised that you could see the landing craft from a telescope.
Yeah.
I used to try to find the flag with my kid telescope. Unfortunately, I never had any luck.
That's interesting. Maybe you can. But, of course, the non-believers look at the images that we built in some backyard warehouse, you know, and they'll tell you, well, it's pretty much vacuum out there, and the flag would not be standing straight out like that, so I know you're trying to fool us. Well, you got to tell them we embedded wires in the flag because we knew darn well if the vacuum was going to hang straight. We put wires in it so the flag would be standing up. Okay.
Well, you know, people today trying to convince us that the world is flat, so there's no end to the stupidity or the backwards movement.
Yeah, the flat Earth community is growing. And so I don't know how, but I don't go there. I don't.
Amazing. Well, let me ask you this.